This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. This show is Past Tense. The last song that played there was from a Thunder Bay band called Burial Etiquette off of their self-titled album, the song being Bite My Tongue, which they released in 2018. Before that was a Spanish band called Korea, with a C, and a song that titles roughly, using Google Translate, to When the Sea Loses the Shells off of an album whose title, when translated to English, is The Worst 7 Kilometers of My Life. So got a long distance running theme going on there, tying that in with the album art that exists for that album in particular. And I think those two, I'm not sure if they're entirely in line with the genre of the remaining songs for this hour, but I think they're along the right lines emotionally when it comes to the sort of anxious and furious feeling that I had going for tonight. So pretty excited about that. The song that kind of spurred that is not one that I'll be playing too soon. It's going to be playing at the end of the set, so I'll make note of that when it comes around, because I think there is a certain type of song that defines the emotion that I'm going for tonight. So like I said, I'm pretty excited about that, because I don't know, it's nice when I get a cohesive feeling going for a set and all the songs start slotting into place and the order makes sense and all that sort of thing. I mean, it's not music that I'm making myself, obviously, but there is a lot of fun in tying a bunch of different songs together in a particular way and trying to fit them to a theme, I suppose. Anyway, the song that's coming up next is from a band called Lowercase that I was introduced to. Actually, I think I found them on my own when I was in high school, but it turned out another friends of mine, actually two of the guys that are in Burial Etiquette currently, are big fans of this band. So I remember seeing them when they were playing in the Green Mind, playing a set at the Black Pirate covering one of the Lowercase songs. I can't remember what it was. I think it was off of the same album. I think it's called You're a King. That might have been the name of the track. That was a pretty fun night. I think they covered Lowercase a few times, but I think that night in particular, they actually played a cover of a Burzum song. So it was pretty interesting, to say the least, in terms of the musical makeup of the songs that they played that night. And they've continued to make really interesting music, play really interesting music. Like I said, those guys are in Burial Etiquette, and the two of them also play in Evangelion, which is a more recent band. They've yet to release anything officially, but they're working on it. You know, I had Ryan in here in the past, who's in both of those bands, and he played some of the new tracks that were being recorded by Burial Etiquette. So hopefully, sometime in the future, maybe we'll be able to hear something from Evangelion. Well, I know we will, but hopefully it'll be soon. Anyways, like I was saying, there's a song from Lowercase coming up next, a song called Slightly Dazed, off of their album Kill the Lights. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca. I'm Ari, the show is past tense. Last song that played there was one called Gemini Cup from the band Polvo off of their album Today's Active Lifestyles. Before that, a song that I mentioned earlier called Slightly Dazed by Lowercase off of their album Kill the Lights. So that Polvo song was the second song that I decided I wanted to play tonight. It was the second one that I really figured out and set in stone for playing on air, so glad that one got out. Anyway, after the break, there's going to be another song playing, actually another local song to go along with Burial Etiquette, one from Femur.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theatre to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
Yeah.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca. I'm Ari, the show's past tense. Last song there was Samurai Sword by The Microphones off of the album Glow Part 2. And before that, a song called Red Marks by the local band Femur off of their album Red Marks. So, the Glow Part 2, which is the Microphones album that Samurai Sword is off of, is probably one of my favorite albums, and not one that I would have expected myself to pick a song off of to play for a set like tonight. It's not one that I see as being so fiercely aggressive, but I guess that is really captured in Samurai Sword, the sort of ending track of the album. I can't remember. That track obviously descends into a bit of noise field recording stuff, but there's another track after that that I can't remember exactly how it sounds. I think it's just quietly played riffs from previous parts in the album, but so I guess that is sort of the real end of the album there in terms of where the music goes. Where the album goes is different, obviously. I kind of waffled on whether I was going to cut out the bit of noise at the end of that song there, but I decided that it was worthwhile to keep it in, especially because I didn't know what else to fit that time with. And I guess I'd listened to that song a lot before just because I'd listened to that album a lot, but I hadn't really paid much attention to the lyrics of that song. And they're actually, they bring, when I actually finally looked at them, they brought to mind the image of Phil Elverum sitting up in a tree, maybe in either totally nude or in like ninja garb, holding a samurai sword as he's about to bear down on a polar bear underneath him. And I thought that was kind of hilarious. I mean, the entire album is all sorts of metaphor and that sort of thing about relationships, etc. But the very literal image of that in my mind when I read those lyrics was pretty funny to me. But I gotta say, I really like the song, and I like where that whole album goes. Anyway, another song coming up. It's going to be one from Rockets Red Glare, a track called Anniversary Waltz. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. This show is Past Tense. Last song of the hour there. Song called Tiny King of the Jews by Big Black, Steve Albini Band. The album, songs about something I can't say on air. Before that was a song called Anniversary Waltz by the band Rockets Red Glare, off of their album Moonlight Desires. As I was looking for some of the other Rockets Red Glare tracks that I hadn't previously listened to, I was doing that today. I actually came across a few, I guess, magazine, blog, whatever, articles on Rockets Red Glare, and it was nice to see how appreciated they were. Mind you, they're not a band that I've known for a very long time, not a band that I've listened to a ton in comparison to stuff that I've obviously known longer, but I think they really stood out to me as a really fantastic and interesting band in terms of the music they put out and as being part of the Canadian music scene. So it was interesting to see that there's an appreciation of them in that way. One person, in fact, lamenting that the Canadian music scene didn't progress in the way that bands like Rockets Red Glare and North of America seemed to be taking it, and instead went for a more easy indie rock sound. So, yeah. I mean, I guess there's also really interesting stuff in Canada in terms of post-rock, so that's cool as well. They mentioned that in their little thing, though I don't think they're quite as excited about that stuff. Maybe it appeals to me slightly on the same level as the sort of noisy, mathy post-hardcore that Rockets Red Glare was doing. But it was interesting to see a characterization of the Canadian music scene in that way, especially when I consider, I mean, a lot of it is before my time, but when I consider what the music scene in Thunder Bay has been like, I know for a long time it was heavily metal-dominated, and maybe it still is to this day. But there are definitely interesting bands that have come out and had different sounds that are really striking against the backdrop of the rest of Thunder Bay music. Not that I don't like the rest of Thunder Bay music, but when you look at bands like Burial Etiquette, bringing screamo, emo, post-hardcore sounds to Thunder Bay, when there really haven't been bands capturing that sort of soundscape before. And also bands like Starless, who have their kind of strange, I'm not sure what to call it, maybe, I don't think jangle pop is right. It's almost, every now and then I'll hear a song from totally different bands that just make me think of Starless in a way, in terms of like guitar tones and that sort of thing, so, or even in terms of vocal quality. So yeah, I don't know. I'm not really sure how to describe them, but maybe that's what makes them so interesting, especially as a band that exists in a small town. And recently I was talking to a friend of mine who's in Starless, and he was, when I mentioned that whole thing about bands that remind me of his band, he mentioned that it's interesting to him for the fact that he was talking about how his musical tastes, or I think he had been saying he hadn't listened to a lot of new stuff recently, and how he found it really interesting that so many people find sort of alike music to what they make that they haven't heard of whatsoever. And I thought that was really interesting that things kind of, I guess that might be a sort of like convergent evolution in a way, where you have things from different ends of the world sort of converging on the same point or the same quality. So I thought that was a really interesting tidbit that I learned from him talking to him that day. And yeah, I think Burial Etiquette and, well, Burial Etiquette, Evangelion, and Starless really stand out to me as the bands that kind of define what I like about the current Thunder Bay music scene. And I know there have been quite a few bands that have come and gone over the last, well, my years of being part of the scene in any capacity, mostly just going to shows. But yeah, I know there have been other mathy bands. I think Android 16 kind of filled that, and they're one of the first bands that I managed to see, so maybe that was sort of a defining experience in terms of characterizing my music tastes and my interests when it came to seeing live music. Anyway, one thing I wanted to mention was that Big Black song, a furious song from Steve Albini, and sort of the way that using the word again here, characterizes my interest for this show and my interest for what I played tonight, actually, because that was the song, I think I alluded to them way earlier in the hour as the song that I first decided I wanted to play this hour. It was the one that I listened to and I decided really, really fit what I wanted, or rather, decided for me what I wanted out of this hour. So, it captured a sort of anxious, bubbling, furious feeling that I really liked. So I was pretty excited about it in that way. And when I was thinking about that just before now, listening to the song, tying together the words anxious and furious, I guess that really comes together as the feeling of frustration. And I wonder now, since I devoted this whole hour to it, and it seemed sort of characteristic of what I like to go for with this show, whether that wasn't a defining quality for how I feel when I choose to listen to certain things. I mean, obviously the sounds of this show, they tend to vary, and the sounds that I listen to tend to vary, but maybe that's an overarching feeling that exists for me. Anyway, end of the hour here, so have a good week. Thanks for listening.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you've traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU now presents Retrospect.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio.
Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
And they say the noise causes cancer. You tell me that one, okay?